A rise in oil prices has helped push New York shares higher. Gary Leahy at Decision Economics gave me his view of the day's trading on Wall Street.
Today was one of those days where the market moved higher on the back of a rebound in oil prices. So really the market, as many of our listeners know, has been following oil very closely, and this was one of those days. Yes, there was a promising report on U.S. durable goods in the morning, but what lifted shares late in the day was a sense that oil prices might move up on the anticipation that there might be further cuts in supply. But right now, the market is still sadly hostage to the oil price story.
Right, and so weak oil prices have some big knock-on effects for some companies. Halliburton is a company which provides well drilling services for oil businesses, and it's making quite a few people redundant.
That is correct. Energy is in a serious retrenchment. You could say that applies to the commodity price supply space as well. And also it's tied to China and the emerging markets. As their growth slowed, they were major consumers of commodity prices. So if you are in the business of supplying to an area that's slowed down its demand growth significantly, you're getting a double whammy, one from low oil prices and also from the fact that demand for your products has gone down as well, even though the two are obviously interrelated.
Gary Leahy, 5,000 job losses announced at Halliburton. Overall, the Dow ended up 1.3% at 16,697. London's main share index, that was up 2.5% at 6,012.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.